Well, we've seen the Oklahoma wheat crop. Now, Kim, let's talk about wheat prices.
Well, prices are low and producers are concerned about the price, somewhere around $3.80 a bushel. You look at the basis, it's a minus 45 cents in Enid, mostly around the state, around a minus 70, some places a little lower, some up to a minus 80. The KC July contract around $4.50. So that gives you a cash price of around $3.80. But if you look out towards December and look at that December contract, it's at about 40 cents higher than that July contract at 490. The basis going out that time period, it normally improves. So that futures contract is telling us that prices are expected to increase at least 40 cents, and we should get a dime to 20 cent increase in the basis. So we may see a 60 cent price increase between now and December. Of course, if we have that record world crop, It could put the quajitas on all of this positive outlook.
So whenever we're thinking of the third and the third and the third, that's where does that play in?
Well, I think you should come in this year if you can afford it, maybe a fourth, and then the other three-fourths out over the September, October, November, December time period. A lot could happen in the world. We've been talking about world expectations going down recently. They've been raising everybody's world wheat production.
Okay, let's talk about some of the other crops that are in the ground right now. Kim, where are we standing with corn?
Well, you look at corn, that price has been increasing. It went from $3.50 on the futures contract to $4.20. The panhandle basis is 15 under that. That gives you 405 corn in the base in the panhandle. You look at central Oklahoma, minus 67 to a minus 50. So using a minus 60 there gives you about somewhere around $3.50 price of corn for harvest delivery here in central Oklahoma. If you look at sorghum, it's about in the panhandle 50 cents less than corn. In central Oklahoma, it's 30 cents less than corn.
Another crop that's on producers' minds is soybeans. Where are we looking?
And soybeans have been going up like gangbusters, led by the soy meal that's went from $270 a ton up to $410 a ton. Your beans futures prices went from $8.70 to $10.80. You know, it's currently around $10.50, something like that. Your basis around the state for harvest delivery is a minus 75 cents. That gives you about $7.95 for harvest delivered beans right now. In the panhandle, it's a dollar under, so you'd have about $9.50 beans at harvest.
Okay, thank you much, Kim.